queer,
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 queer.
It is Portugal's ZFM 102.1.
It's your annual visit. Hello, Santa.
Hello, Blair. How are you?
Oh dear!
Oh, it's the wrong
person. It's the wrong person.
If he wants to take it, he can.
There's no hose here. I don't think there is. Anyway, Gary Williams from Queensland AIDS Council. Hello.
How are you?
AIDS Awareness Week.
Yes.
And you've already had a number of events this week. You've had, there was the
Seniors lunch last Sunday at the Stones Corner Hotel, yes. And then the launch of AIDS Awareness Week at the City Mall stage on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you to do a chair swap because that chair you're on is
it's awful.
More squeaky than your leg.
I'll bring his mic down for a second.
You're moving. There we go. So I'll get you to stand up and see that lovely teal one beside you. Sit on that one. Sit on that one and then...
Mic's up?
Yeah.
Just to keep you happy.
That's right. No, it's just that you were creaking and people might have thought that it was you creaking. You know?
These old bones and, you know, all that.
That's it. You're insinuating I'm old?
Definitely not. It's totally not.
I plead the fifth.
You're looking very fit and healthy.
Yeah, actually.
How was the atmosphere at the seniors? Would you be quiet? This laptop now is starting to talk to me. And it shouldn't be. It's got a big... Anyway. Oh, this is not going well. Not going well. How was the atmosphere at the seniors lunch on Sunday?
Yeah, look, it was great. There was around 42 people there and they were all chatting. It was good to see all of us senior citizens together and chatting about the past. And we had a panel there of three people, Bernard Gardner, Chrissy Johnson and Jill Bolan. And we chatted about the good old days and their experiences of living through the 80s and 90s. So it was great.
The important thing is to have that opportunity to hand on the stories from times gone by. And I've said it and commented a few times that we lost almost all of our generation of elders that could pass on those stories. The thing I think a lot of younger people probably feel, Gary, is that something like that, when you're talking about HIV and AIDS, talking about the 80s and ageing, it's a very sad thing. You're remembering the people that died and then those that are left behind. There's almost a sense of, but why am I still here and now I'm getting old? And all the old people things happen, and particularly if you're living with HIV. Mm. I would like to dispel that myth. It's not a myth, but dispel that that's the only thing that happens now that we're 35 years, almost 35 years into this epidemic and the way that we're living with it.
Well, that's a good question. You're right, we are ageing and there are problems there for a lot of us, but, you know, we put our heads down and our backside up and we keep trying to get on with it. Unfortunately, we do have those people that are still suffering out there, but, you know, we're always trying to put a little bit of life back into their lives and a bit of happiness and move on as much as we can.
On Friday, the candlelit vigil will take place the same as it was last year, wasn't it, on the stage in the middle of the Queen Street Mall here in Brisbane.
That's right.
So weather isn't going to be an affected situation because there's a big high roof above it. But I wasn't able to go last year because I was working. The photos that I saw of that were even more moving than I think than the first year when you rebirthed the candlelight vigil down in New Farm Park, that there was something else there. There was a hope, there was a joy, and that was something I hadn't seen at candlelit vigils before.
I think a lot of that was definitely the atmosphere and the lighting and everything, but, you know, there's more and more young people coming out now, which is good to see. I think that the longer this goes on, the more and more people we will pick up along the way. It's a bit like Anzac Day, you know. There's more and more young people getting involved, and I think having it right in the heart of the city too, you get that passing parade, and that's one of the things that I'm looking for on Friday night. It'll be late night trading, so you know, we're hoping that we are really going to draw a big crowd this year.
And it's also right on that the cusp of the beginning of Christmas season, you know, the 1st of December. Decorations are up, people are starting to focus on Christmas activities. Is there a sense too that we are getting to a point where HIV/AIDS is simply going to be a series of letters and it doesn't define or affect a generation?
Yeah, I think that's correct. And I think that, you know, we're getting to that now, really, with, you know, the latest tool in the kit to fight HIV, and that's PrEP. You know, the target is to end HIV by 2020, and you know, each year we're seeing a difference, so that's a good thing.
How has the uptake of PrEP been, Gary, in Queensland?
It's been really good. As you're aware, the QPrEP study is underway, and there were 2,000 places across Queensland. Well, those 2,000 places are now filled. Just recently, the state government announced that there would be another 1,000 places to take the total number to 3,000.
So that's all across Queensland.
Yes.
And I think, again, I'm really excited to know about the PrEP trial and getting out beyond our little clutch of the world down here in southeast Queensland, and not even beyond Cairns, which has a very strong, diverse in gender and sexuality population, but it's provincial, regional, and far west. We want to stop people seroconverting. And PrEP is the best way for that to happen.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, there's approximately 24 outlets across Queensland that are participating in the QPrEP study. So there is lots of avenues out there where people can connect. You know, and in Toowoomba, where I work, there's Kobe House. All up the coast, all the sexual health clinics are involved. You know, Mount Isa, there are doctors in Cairns that are S100 prescribers. So, you know, the availability is a lot easier now than what it was before.
We're speaking with Gary Williams of the Queensland AIDS Council, because this week is AIDS Awareness Week, with Friday being the centrepiece, the World AIDS Day, and the Candlelit Vigil, which will be taking place all over the world, but in Brisbane particularly, at the Queen Street Mall stage. Gather from about 6:30, between 6:45 and 9 o'clock. So for those that are not as familiar with Brisbane and have only recently moved here, just head to the Queen Street Mall and head to what we call the top part of the mall outside the Myer Centre. PrEP has a great reputation amongst the people who are on it and are using it diligently. But there has been not so much a backlash. I think there's been a lot of shaming of people on PrEP, that's saying, well, if you're on PrEP, you must be a slut. How do you combat that as an educator and someone who works in the community?
Well, I mean, we're not really seeing as much of that now as what we did when PrEP first hit Australia. So, but we're just talking to people about how it is 99% effective to stop people from acquiring HIV. It's one pill a day, and, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but, you know, I'm not seeing sluts out there. There are a lot of people out there that are you know, going about it peacefully and just enjoying their sex.
And enjoying their life.
Exactly.
Because life is to be enjoyed.
Exactly.
And if it's not enjoyed, then what are we living for? The other couple of things that are happening across the weekend, there's the Brown Sugar event at Amp Nightclub in Brunswick Street, Fortitude Valley. That's a night for people of colour who identify as part of our community, and they're supporters, admirers and friends, and it's a major part of our experience in World AIDS Day and AIDS Awareness Week because, again, of the over-representation of people of colour in these groups who are living with HIV and AIDS. And I just, again, find it horrific that we don't acknowledge that and do something better within ourselves to make it not happen.
Well, I guess there I'd say that across the Indigenous community, you know, HIV hasn't been a big deal.
Mm.
But just recently, particularly up around Cairns, we have seen an increase of about 33%, I think. You know, and that's one of the reasons why, as the World AIDS Day coordinator at QAC, that, you know, we've partnered with the Gumbungulum Network and we're actually sponsoring that event on Saturday night. So, and that event's open to anybody who wants to go and enjoy some time with the Indigenous community.
But the beautiful thing is it's a safe space.
Exactly.
And we need more of that safe spaces.
Yes.
And the final thing to mention across the weekend, Gary, is the World AIDS Day Art Show and Community Barbecue. Gotta love a barbie. Particularly this
exactly.
time of year.
And you know, and that's for the trans community.
Yeah.
And that's a very important event too, because you know, the trans community are very susceptible to HIV.
Mm.
So it's good that we can support the transgender community at the same time. And the other thing is, Blair, that on Saturday after Friday night, I'm taking off to Harvey Bay because I work in the community up there once a month now. And I'm actually taking the candlelit vigil up there, and I'm doing one up there on Saturday night so
the
community up there can actually experience the emotion and, you know, and listen to the words that are actually spoken. So, yeah, I'm really pleased to be doing that. It's a great community up there. We have young and old mixing together.
Mm.
And, you know, all that hard work is actually the result of Sally Cripps, who now lives here in Brisbane, but she'd been working with the community up there for approximately 20 years. And it's just great to be amongst them.
It is a wonderful thing. And I just remember when you were talking about taking the candlelit vigil up to Harvey Bay, just thinking of the Chinese proverb, it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness.
Exactly.
This weekend for AIDS Awareness Week, Friday, December 1, World AIDS Day, the World AIDS Day candlelit vigil, the Queen Street Mall stage in Brisbane outside the Myer Centre. Get there around about 6:30 in the evening. Saturday night, Brown Sugar at the Amped Nightclub on Brunswick Street, Fortitude Valley, from 8 o'clock for members of our people of colour community, their friends and supporters. And on Sunday, the World AIDS Day Art Show and Community Barbecue, particularly for members of the transgender and diverse gender community at the New Farm Neighbourhood Centre at the end of Brunswick Street near New Farm Park from 11 till 2. Gary, thank you for visiting.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be with you and lovely to see the two of you again. So keep up the good work, and I'm sure that we'll see each other again soon.